Start your own podcast for free. Log on to studio.hubhopper.com. Hubhopper Originals. Hello kids, how are you? I hope all are well and good in your health. So, are you enjoying my stories? Very good. So, if you know more and more stories, please give me message or comments me through my Facebook, Instagram or any other medium. Okay? So let's start our today's story. The story about the farmer and the sparrow. So let's start. Maniappa was a farmer. He worked from dawn to dusk in his field. He is very hard-working farmer. Amidst the crops in the field, a sparrow had built a nest. She roosted in the nest. She got two children. The little sparrow lived with their mother happily. Days passed by and the harvesting season fast approached. The corn were ripe and everywhere people started their harvestings. The little sparrow said to their mother, "Mummy, we will have to fly away." The mother sparrow replied, "Not so soon, babies. You are too small to fly. And the farmer is also not ready." So one day they heard the farmer sing, "I must call all my neighbors and make them to do the harvesting." The little sparrow said, "Mummy, tonight we shall fly away." The mother said, "Not so soon, babies. The farmer won't make it." The words of the mother came true. The neighbors didn't turn up for the next day. Now, the third day, the farmer was heard saying, "I will call my relatives and make them to do the harvesting." This time also the things happened. The little ones wanted to fly away, but the mother asked them to relax. Once again, the words of the mother sparrow came true. Now, after a few days, they heard the farmer saying, "Tomorrow I will do the harvesting myself. I will not wait for anybody." So, on hearing these words, the mother said, "Come, my children, now it's time to fly. It's time for us to leave this field." "So why?" the mother sparrow said like this. "Because now the farmer has decided to plug his farm by his own self. If we are waiting for somebody's help, we have to wait only. But if we just wake up and do our work by our own way, then the work will be finished soon. It will take a time, but today or another day the work will be completed. So do not wait for somebody to help. Just self-help is always respected." So the moral of the story is, we should self-help and we should respect our own strength. We should not wait for somebody's help. Okay kids, so now all my dear kids will be going to sleep. Have a nice dream. Goodbye, good night. Take care of yourself.